Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday. We appreciate it. And we hope you're having a great day. We have a lot more news to get to. So, in the words of Andy Cuomo's little bro, let's get after it. I actually have a story here that's a local story. Boston acting mayor Kim Janey said something that is surprising a lot of people, especially Democrats, who were very excited about mandating vaccines. I mean, this was going to be a great thing. And slowly it's starting to have problems. I mean, we saw that some unions, including the Postal Union, said, we're not trying to mandate people get vaccinated. Because if you look at the percentages, a lot of people who don't want to get vaccinated are Black people, are Hispanic people. So you could run into a little bit of a racism issue here. Well, Kim Janey is saying that, and let's play it. Cut 34.
There's a long history in this country of people needing to show their papers.
The mayor then references slavery, former President Trump, and birtherism.
During slavery, post-slavery, as recent as, you know, what an immigrant population has to go through here. We heard Trump with the birth certificate nonsense. Here, we want to make sure that we are not doing anything that would further create a barrier for residents.
Wow.
She's got my vote.
Yeah, that was from WCVB Channel 5. It's pretty amazing. So I guess you're not going to need a key to Boston to enjoy the experience of our lovely city. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Something I want to talk about now, though, is I'm looking by chance. Usually what we do is we have Fox News on one TV. We have Channel 7 on the other, the local news. But because Howie Carr decided to do something that is so damaging to my mental health here, he decided to put up CNN yesterday. And now I'm looking at Fox News versus CNN. And I'm kidding, of course. It's pretty funny to have the side by side and see what both are running with. Now, on Fox, what they're running with is this Cuomo news, the news that the New York governor, a scathing report from Letitia James, the New York attorney general, confirmed that he sexually harassed 11 people, 11 women. And they also were playing a media montage that we have of the coverage that Cuomo received. I want to play this for people. Cut 9.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't, honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front line.
Okay. So Nicole Wallace, Brian Stelter, Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow. I don't even have to see them. I know who those people are by their slobbering tone. Yuck. That didn't age well. And wait till I read you Jennifer Rubin's old tweets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read those. They are really gag worthy. She had such a crush on the Love Gov. And I'm glad that Fox is pointing out what big hypocrites these people are. They thought he was like the anti-Trump, and it turns out he's exactly what they always accuse Trump of being. So that's what's happening on Fox News. They're talking about Cuomo and whether or not he violated federal and state law. Very interesting stuff. Now, what I'm seeing on CNN, on the panic porn network, is something quite different. And it's what I'm also seeing on Twitter, which makes sense because I think Jack Dorsey decides the content for both at this point. Seeing a lot of variants, uptick, cases, Lambda. That's the new one. Delta was yesterday. Delta took a hit yesterday, okay, because, you know, Jen Psaki had to come out and say there's no shutdowns happening. Barack Obama did cancel his big bash. He's scaling it back a little bit. I don't know if it goes from 700 to 500 or maybe 500 to 200. We shall see.
It's going to go from 700 to 699.
But I think that Delta is on its way out. And if we go by the UK, it does look like we're going to see a very sharp decline. Now, that didn't really stop officials. We saw Francis Collins from the NIH suggesting that parents separate from their kids, which, by the way, Fauci clarified that Francis misspoke. But in general, they're back with this panic porn, and Lambda is the new Delta. And Lambda is more resistant to the vaccine, this new strain. So, of course, on CNN, big smiles are happening. They're very excited about this new potential to shut down the country and make us all miserable. But what I want to talk about here is, at what point are they going to start talking about illegal immigration? Now, don't answer that. It's rhetorical, of course. They're never going to talk about it. But it is pretty amazing that we have thousands of illegals coming over the border. I mean, we're talking sky high, record high numbers that we haven't seen ever, really. And ICE is trying to warn people that this is getting really bad. A lot of these people coming over are sick and sneezing and coughing. They're refusing the COVID vaccine. They're getting on Greyhound buses and going all over the country. It's not good. I don't know, though, and I wanted to double check if I'm allowed to acknowledge this, because I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, and I'm not sure if we're all waiting. Maybe we're giving Kamala Harris a little grace period to fix the corruption, the poverty, and everything else in the Northern Triangle countries. Are we waiting for her to fix their governments, and then we can acknowledge that we have another issue that's happening right on the border? Because she's focused on the long-term goals, you know, and it's up to the Border Patrol agents, who all have to wear masks and can't say the words legal alien. It's up to them to figure out the short-term problem. But there was a former ICE official, Thomas Feeney. He was on with Tucker Carlson. Listen to what he had to say about this connection between COVID and these illegal aliens that you're not going to see on CNN. Allison Camerota is not going to talk about this. She'll talk about vaccine mandates and keys to New York and vaccines and passports and Lambda in cases. But she's not going to talk about the borders being wide open and COVID-positive illegals entering the U.S. Cut 17.
What's going on right now on the border, like you mentioned, it's wide open. It's so bad right now that the Border Patrol isn't even processing illegal aliens, who many are COVID-positive, I might add, and sending them into the interior of the United States with a phone number that they're supposed to call, and then ICE officials are supposed to reach out to them and process them over the phone and not even in person.
And let's play cut 18.
Some ICE officials will tell you, well, you know, the Biden administration isn't telling us to break the law, but they're definitely telling you not to enforce it. So, you know, if that's what you're going to split hairs on, we're pretty much screwed as a country going down this road.
And what's amazing is, it's one thing for Democrats not to acknowledge it, you know, to ignore it, but their arrogance at this point is so startling that Joe Biden has the gall to go out and start lecturing someone like Governor Abbott from Texas. You know, he's no help with the crisis happening at the border. No help whatsoever. He stuck Kamala Harris on that. Her poll numbers are so low, people don't even think that she could run in 2024 and even come close to winning. Meghan McCain said that recently. We'll play that in a little bit. But he stuck Kamala Harris on this issue. He offers no help, no solutions. He's completely checked out. And then he says this about governors like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. This is cut 11.
Just two states, Florida and Texas, account for one-third of all new COVID-19 cases in
cases.
The entire country.
Cases, not deaths.
Just
cases.
Two states. Look, we need leadership from everyone. If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
Leadership from everyone, says the old man who has no idea where he is. Isn't that rich? Well, Peter Ducey actually asked him a question about unvaccinated migrants. Cut 32.
What is the thinking behind letting untested and unvaccinated migrants cross the southern border into U.S. cities in record numbers?
There is what we're doing. We have not withdrawn the order that is sometimes critical or criticized, saying that unvaccinated people should be go back across the border. But unaccompanied children is a different story, because there's that's the most humane thing to do is to test them and to treat them and not send them back alone.
That's a pretty insane answer when someone says, what are we going to do about this crisis at the border? And you say, well, we haven't withdrawn an order. Is that leadership? I thought we needed leadership from everyone. Is that really strong, powerful leadership? Is it, yeah, we're still letting people over, but technically speaking, and he trails off. Oh, I feel a lot better. Joe has this totally under control. And listen to how smart he is with Peter Ducey. Cut 31.
I have a question about something that you just said.
I'm sure you do.
He hates Peter Ducey. Hates that one horse pony soldier. When we get back, I want to talk about Nina Turner. She is a Democrat. She's a progressive former Ohio State lawmaker. And she's pulling a, I don't know if I should call this the Stacey Abrams or the Hillary Clinton, but she's not going down without a fight. Oh, and we have, actually, we can play this right now. Let's play Ron DeSantis reacting to Joe Biden slamming him and telling him, if you're not going to help, get out of the way.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Exactly. It's a moot point. Anything Joe Biden says, until you address the thousands of people coming in with COVID who have no intention of getting this vaccine, then shut up. Then don't try to tell us we're the problem. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Something interesting happened last night in Ohio. Nina Turner is facing blowback from both sides of the political aisle after she blamed her special election primary loss Tuesday night in Iowa on evil money. Turner, a progressive, she's been backed by the squad, and she co-chaired the 2020 presidential run of Senator Bernie Sanders, lost her bid for the Democratic nomination to Chantel Brown in the race to fill Representative Marsha Fudge's old seat. During her concession speech, she said this. Let's play the actual sound. Cut 30.
See, we didn't lose this race. Evil money manipulated and lied in this election.
Yeah, she said we didn't lose this race. Evil, it was manipulated by evil money. Turner is a squad-backed progressive who was endorsed by Sanders and AOC and Ilhan Omar, while Brown was backed by Sanders' former rival Hillary Clinton, leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus, and Jewish Democrats who favored her outspoken support for Israel. Liberal and conservative critics on social media called Turner's evil money comments anti-Semitic. They also pointed out that Turner outraised Brown by roughly $2.4 million. But I don't think this is going to be the end of our democracy just because she's claiming that this election was stolen or manipulated.
Ban her from social media forever. Ban her from the internet for even daring to question the integrity of our election process.
Can we check on that and see if her Twitter's still up? I might have to make a call to Jack Dorsey ASAP. I also wanted to talk a little bit here about Kamala Harris because I do find it interesting that she's polling so horribly. In fact, I read a piece today, and it was from Red State, the no good, horrible, very bad first 6 months for Vice President Kamala Harris. I've been reading a lot of pieces that are basically the same thing, summarizing why she's been doing such a bad job. But I thought this this little tidbit about whether or not she's going to be a positive for Democrats who are running in 2022 or a negative is making, campaign people start to wonder if they should even invite her out on the trail. It's gotten so bad that there are reports she will not be welcomed as a campaign surrogate for vulnerable Democrats going into the 2022 midterms. The Hill reported last week that Harris's polling numbers are raising questions about how she might be used as Democrats seek to hold on to slim majorities in the House and the Senate. They quoted one Democratic strategist who suggested that as of right now, I think she has the potential of doing more harm than good for some of these candidates in tight races. I would use that same logic for how she's handling the country. You know, she's been in charge of, vaccine progress and the election integrity and the border. And I'm going to say, just like this Democratic strategist, and I'm not a genius like I'm sure this Democratic strategist is, but I'm going to say she's doing more harm than good. No one is coming out and saying she's doing an amazing job because the first question would be, on what? The Hill quoted a Harris ally as saying, that's her ally saying that. That's her ally. If these views hold and Biden decides to be a one-term president, this could spell bad news for her going into the 2024 presidential primary race. Now, let's play Meghan McCain's take on this because, you know, we're coming off of that cut from Ron DeSantis, which was played in the last segment. And people on Twitter are saying, oh, he's definitely running. I mean, this is a man who is running and has a lot of potential to win in 2024. Let's hear Meghan McCain's take on Kamala Harris.
I always thought she needed more media training than she had and had been doing. And the problem for Democrats going into 2024 is if President Biden chooses not to run for re-election, she's just not going to be a strong enough candidate to run for president. And if people don't want to listen to me and think it's all about race and gender, that's fine. Honestly, it's everyone's risk to take. But Ron DeSantis would put her in the ground. I mean, it would be an election for Republicans. Republicans would love nothing more than to run against Vice President Harris.
I absolutely agree. I was always surprised, and this piece by Red State points this out too. In the beginning, it seemed like she was going to be unstoppable. You know, she's good looking and she's a successful Black woman, but her media skills are just not up to snuff by any means.
I eat no for breakfast.
She bungles the most basic questions. I mean, they're easy questions. They're coming from Lester Holt. The guy got tricked by North Korea. He bought into North Korean propaganda. He's not exactly a hard-hitting interviewer. And yet, she couldn't handle that. Time will tell, as Red State points out. When we get back, we have a lot more to talk about with these vaccine mandates. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You know where everybody knows your name?
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
So there's a lot of talk about this key to NYC pass, and Stephen Miller summarizes the irony of this decision with poor people in urban communities can't figure out how to get a picture ID, but the media will be fine reporting that this won't be a problem for them somehow. The key to NYC pass is being touted by Bill de Blasio. He's back to remind us all why he is such a horrible mayor. He took a little time off to, eat Shake Shack on television, and now he's back and he's doing what he does best. He's coming up with horrible ideas that won't work. So he's talking about this New York City new vaccine policy. And let's listen to what he has to say about the key to New York City.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass. The key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
He's giving me Willy Wonka vibes with this whole idea.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Take a look, and you'll see bags of trash all over the sidewalk. Yeah, he really thinks that this is going to convince people to get the vaccine. They won't be able to partake in all the amazing wonders of New York City. But Carol Markowitz points out that this entire policy erases kids from public life. Left unsaid, children will be waiting outside the door of this miraculous place of wonders. The mayor's announcement included no exceptions for kids, leaving city parents as well as potential tourists to New York in limbo once more. Asked about the announcement, Dr. Dave A. Shoshki, the city's health commissioner, gave the impression that children were simply forgotten when the policy was crafted. Neglect that is fully in line with how kids have been treated throughout the pandemic. Isn't that the absolute truth? Many of them are settings where there won't be children involved, the doctor said. For those that may involve children, this is something that we have to take into consideration. Children will be taken into consideration after the announcement of a policy whose formulation didn't take them into consideration. Got it. And this was brought up today because that cut we played of Willy Wonka describing the key to NYC was from yesterday. But he was on Morning Joe today talking about this wonderful idea of his. And listen to what he said about kids being involved.
Look, we welcome kids, of course, to restaurants and movie theaters, et cetera. Wear a mask. That's a smart thing to do. And hopefully soon our 5 to 11-year-olds will be eligible for vaccination on top of that. But we don't want to separate families. We want families to enjoy stuff together, but in a safe environment for the folks who work in restaurants, gyms, et cetera, and for the customers.
That was from CBS. I'm sorry. We don't want to separate families. Oh, that's nice. So we're making progress. You guys don't want to go full crazy on us. By the way, Jared, this reminds me. Yesterday, you printed out something from the CDC that involved putting people in like communities if they had a certain amount of COVID viral load or something.
Yes, it's available on the CDC's website. It's not called Operation Shielding, but it is something like that. And it's a plan. And this is actually from the CDC website. It's been confirmed that they have a plan of different ways to battle the spread of COVID and things like that. And one was actually called camps, where they would take at-risk people out of their homes and put them into camps. Now, like
what could possibly go wrong?
Dissecting this, not infected people, not unvaccinated people, at-risk people. So people who may be vaccinated, who may not be, people who are at risk for catching the virus, they want to physically remove them and put them in a camp.
Jared, if I'm hearing de Blasio right when he talked about separating families, he doesn't want to. He's not saying he won't. He's not saying it might not come to that, but he doesn't want to. You know, it's not something he wants to happen. He hopes we all follow his rules and bend the knee, and then he won't have to take that step. Then the beatings can stop.
Yes.
As morale has improved.
And if they can get the kids jabbed, then we won't have to take them away. But if you can't get the kids jabbed, they're going to have to wait outside.
And the kids, I'm glad Carol brought this up, and I'm glad we're talking about it, because the kids in this whole situation have never broken free of this COVID insanity. In fact, Francis Collins from the NIH was on, I believe, CNN this week, and he misspoke. And listen to what he said.
and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
Weird? Wearing a mask in your house with your kids? Weird? No. Weird does not cut it, Fran. Weird does not do that justice. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's ludicrous. It's not weird. They want to like separate. I know Bill de Blasio says he doesn't want to separate families, but it feels like they do. They want to separate these kids from their families or make them feel like they're not part of society. And then you know what happens then, and they can brainwash them. I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it's,
but
what do we say now?
Conspiracies are coming true.
Right, they're spoiler alerts. And I just find this disgusting. So he says that, you know, you have to wear a mask around your kids. And then Dr. Fauci, who takes great offense, by the way, that these health experts are confusing people. If you suggest that they're flip-flopping or maybe they're sending out mixed messages, Fauci gets real, real defensive. He'll go at you like he goes at Rand Paul. You know, he'll start pointing his fingers and saying, don't you dare. You know, we are as clear as crystal, these health experts. But once in a while, he does have to clarify. Let's take a listen. Cut 16.
It's very simple, Aaron. He misspoke. He's a person of high integrity, and he came out with a tweet and said, I apologize. I misspoke. I got it wrong.
Oh.
Parents do not need to wear masks in their own home. That is the right answer. Dr. Collins said he misspoke. And I give him great credit for admitting it very, very quickly saying that he misspoke.
If only you could do the same thing.
So parents should not be confused. You don't need to wear masks in your own home.
Celebrate good times. Come on. We don't have to wear masks with our kids in our home. I'm more concerned about the people who hear Francis Collins on CNN and go, oh my gosh, geez, Louise, Mark, throw me a mask. I've been around the kids all day. I cooked them breakfast. Lord, I had no idea. And then they hear that and they go, oh, you know what? False alarm, guys. I can take off the mask. Who's taking directions with these people anymore? I don't care if he sent out a tweet and clarified. It's nonsense. No one's listening to you anymore. I hope. Anyone who's listening to Francis Collins and wearing masks around their kids has a lot more issues to worry about than COVID. I'll say that. Sal, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Grace. How are they going to enforce this? I mean, we all understand when you're waiting to get into a club on a Friday or a Saturday night, you're going to wait in line because they're going to check IDs. But can you imagine on a Saturday morning waiting at a grocery store just to get in a huge line because they're checking your ID, your passport, your card, whatever you want to call it? I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah, Sal, I did kind of envision in Joe Biden's America that I would be waiting in line at the grocery store, but I didn't know it would be for this reason. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it doesn't logistically make sense, especially in New York City. And really, when you think about it, you're putting, I know some of these business owners in New York City are crazy liberal and nothing that happens. You know how we always say a Democrat or a Republican is a Democrat who's been mugged. But with a lot of people, this is a mindset. You can't break them out of. They're part of the cult. They drink the Kool-Aid. So I know there's some restaurant owners who are pumped to implement this, but they own the restaurants. They're not going to have to be there at the door. They're not going to be have to be the hostess who's asking people for their vaccine passport or key to NYC. You're putting people in a, at best, an uncomfortable situation, at worst, a dangerous situation. Talk about getting people angry. And you know, creating division amongst Americans. That's exactly what's going to happen here. Thank you for the call, Sal. Great point. George, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, George.
How are you today? So I just wanted to say something about Cuomo. But first, I'm tired of taking directions from, like, the CDC telling me about do you have to pay your rent or not? Or now we got Fauci always been telling us what to do. They're unelected. We can't vote them out. We can't get rid of them. And they're making policy. And it really irritates me. Just like Cuomo, when he took shots at, you know, his whole groping going on. Well, it's because I'm Italian. It's my heritage. You know, we touch everybody. We kiss everybody. That's how we do. If I was an Italian, I'd be incensed right now. Because he's basically saying, that's what Italians do. We grope everybody, you know. You know, I mean, and no Italians are up in Cuomo's against that?
Yeah, and George, keep in mind that this is how offended Chris Cuomo got. When someone called him Fredo, he said that was an ethnic slur because that offended him as an Italian. But his pervert older brother saying he touched everything but the third rail is because he's Italian, that doesn't bother Chris Cuomo, or at least not enough for him to mention it in his one-hour nightly newscast. Great point, George, and I'm so glad you brought that up about the CDC, because right here I have the New York Post story. It says CDC announces new 60-day eviction freeze for most U.S. counties, and I have a little post-it note on this, and I wrote, why is Dr. Impending Doom making decisions about immigration, because they made that decision about Title 42 yesterday, about immigration and eviction? Did anyone elect this woman? Did anyone elect Dr. Fauci? I don't remember them running for anything. They're hacks. They're bureaucrats. They're experts. But they're not in charge. I mean, they are in charge, but they shouldn't be. It's infuriating that they are. And just last thing here before we go, because I planned on having so much fun with this segment, and then I got all riled up, and we talked about some serious stuff. But I did want to give you guys a heads up that that video I played yesterday during Howie's show of Tamara Mensah Stock, where she was wrapped in the American flag and she was talking about how proud she is to be an American. It's gotten like over 5 million views. It's gone totally viral. And I just want to say, we need more of that. You know, we highlight a lot of these woke Olympians, like the hammer thrower, who aren't proud to be American or, you know, don't want to stand for the national anthem. But we got to highlight people who are proud Americans. We got to highlight people who are, you know, bursting with pride about representing our country. If you're going to highlight the negative stuff, you've got to really, really, really show off the positives. And there were a lot of great Olympians out there who are doing a great job, including this woman who is now currently the number one ranked wrestler in the world. And I'll include Simone Biles in that as well. She's never said anything negative about the United States of America. And we got to support these Olympians who are making us very proud and are proud to be representing USA. I love it. And lastly, before I go here and then bring Howie on for the crossover, Flaming Hot Cheetos ice cream is here, but it won't be around for long. Oh, say it ain't so.
I would imagine it wouldn't.
It's limited edition, Jared.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I do have to ask you, though, Jared, if you had to choose mac and cheese, the Kraft ice cream, or the Flamin' Hot Cheetos ice cream, what do you do?
I would probably say the Flamin' Hot Cheetos over the mac and cheese, because I've had weird ice creams. Like I said, I had a lobster ice cream. I've had a garlic ice cream, which was odd, but I would think that, but I could handle it, and I would think the Cheetos would kind of be like that.
You have some weird taste in ice cream, then.
I said I've tried them. I didn't
take
say I've
a
eaten
page
them.
Out of Joe Biden's book, and wherever you go, you just order chocolate chip.
I can't be that mundane. I'm sorry.
The flavor features Texas-based Marble Slab Creamery sweet cream base. This is why I agree with you, though, Jared, because the base of this ice cream is sweet cream, and then the Flamin' Hot Cheetos are crunched in, so it's sweet and salty. The mac and cheese, the flavor of it was the mac and cheese.
Yes, it was like cheese ice cream.
Yeah, not about that. When we get back, we'll talk to Howie Carr about the unexpectedly bad jobs numbers. Eden Pure has done it again. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack is back. One user writes, I'm very surprised at how well the small unit works. Well, you shouldn't be very surprised, because we talk about it all the time. We love this product. We stand by this product. It's small. It's powerful. No air filters are needed. And I'm going to explain to you exactly what it does, because that's the number one question I get. People say, I hear you talking about it, but what does it actually do? Someone who's experienced it and can explain it really well is my producer, Jared.
Yes. You plug it into a wall, just a regular wall outlet, or your car, because it comes with a little cable that connects to a USB port. You just plug it in and you turn a dial. That's it. You don't have to carry a big, heavy machine. You don't have to insert a filter. You don't have to deal with cords. You don't have to do any of that. You plug it in, you turn the dial, and within minutes, and I mean minutes, it starts ionizing the air around you, which creates a super oxygen, which gets rid of odors, it gets rid of pollutants, pollen, allergens, viruses, nasty stuff you don't want to breathe, and you get that clean air around you.
And now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. The 3-pack special ends this week. We'll be right back with the one and only Howie Carr. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Thank you for all the great callers we've had and the great guests. Today's poll question is brought to you by CapeLily.com. 100% natural soaps, perfect for sensitive skin, handcrafted in small batches with Cape Cod sea salt. We all love Cape Lily here at the Howie Carr Show and the Grace Curley Show. Buy local and save your skin with these moisturizing, chemical-free soaps. Love your soap, love your skin. Go to CapeLily.com. That's Lily with two L's. CapeLily.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will landlords be allowed to try to collect rent by Thanksgiving?
No, it's inhumane to allow those villains to actually make money.
76% of the audience agrees no, they will not.
All right, now I'm joined by Howie Carr. And Howie, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but it's going absolutely viral. People are taking this. You know, there's been a lot of questions. Will Ron DeSantis run for president in 2024? People think his latest comments about Joe Biden are confirmation, that he doesn't even need to make an announcement.
What did he say? I didn't even hear this. I've been on the phone all afternoon.
Well, Joe Biden had commented that he should get out of the way if he's not going to help save lives with COVID. Right. He was referring to him and Governor Greg Abbott from Texas. Listen to Ron DeSantis's response.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Amen. I don't want to hear anything about Lambda,
That's
about Delta.
That's the sound cut of the week so far. Have you heard about the new one, Delta Plus? How would I say 3 or 4 weeks ago? I said Delta Ultra, you know, like Michelob and Michelob Ultra. They must have poll tested it and Plus came up better than Ultra. The next one is going to be Delta Ice Beer.
Or they heard that you wanted Ultra and they said, we can't go with whatever Howie Carr wants. But Howie, on a serious note, I mean, how do these Democrats have any credibility, or how do they have any right to tell us what the issues are with Delta, with Lambda, with Delta Plus, with Delta Ultra, when they're not talking about the illegal immigration and all the illegals pouring over the border?
I agree. Jason Riley brought it up again today in the Wall Street Journal. We've been talking about it for weeks. Everybody, Cruz has been talking about it. This is great. I mean, you got to hold their feet. 6 murderers have crossed the border in Arizona. 6 convicted murderers.
This is the Grace Curley Show. Howie's up next.